Across much of Australia, spring is in the air, and for about 15% of the population, that means it's peak hay fever season too. But what if the genes that make some of us more susceptible to the condition than others could be switched off altogether? Stephen Smiley explains.
Eddie Flynn is 4.5 and has suffered from asthma since he was 6 months old.
I can't breathe very well. When I was a little baby, I went to the hospital. I went to the children's hospital because I had asthma.
He's also susceptible to hay fever, especially in the spring, when the bushes and trees around his family's home in Kedron in the northern suburbs of Brisbane are in full bloom.
I was sneezing when I saw lots of flowers and hollum in the air, and I sneezed and sneezed everywhere.
And that's not the end of Eddie's health complaints. He suffers from eczema too.
I can't scratch.
And then Mommy tells you, and we put on the, what do we call the special cream?
Eczema cream.
That's Eddie's mother, Madeline, who says treating her son's various health complaints, especially eczema, has been a big strain.
It's really frustrating for parents with little kids with eczema because there really isn't a lot you can do.
It's long been thought by scientists that Eddie's three conditions, asthma, eczema and hay fever, were linked. And a new study being published today in Nature Genetics shows exactly how. Researchers in Australia, the United States and Western Europe have studied the DNA of 360,000 people and found 136 separate positions in the human genome that predict susceptibility. Dr. Manuel Ferreira from QIMR Berghofer Medical Research Institute in Brisbane led the research.
The genetic risk factors that make people more likely to have each of these diseases are to a large degree shared. 50-60% the same across these three diseases.
And he thinks his findings could contribute to big changes in how all three diseases are treated.
The medication used currently to treat each of these conditions does not take into account the genetic predisposition. So for us, what's exciting about our study is that we have now a set of genes, so 130 or so, that we think could be promising new targets for new treatments.
Bring my master truck and up to me too over there.
Back in Kedron, as Madeline tries to get Eddie to bed, the idea that one day his conditions could be easily treated is an encouraging thought.
I was in tears some days with Eddie, and you know, if anyone could avoid that due to the research being done, I'm pretty excited it's going on.
It's Madeline Flynn, the mother of 4-year-old asthma and eczema sufferer Eddie, ending that report by Stephen Smiley.